This Sunday is something called Ruination Day. Nope, not when taxes are due. That is on Monday. Ruination Day is April 14th. It's the day that Abraham Lincoln was shot, the Titanic hit an iceberg, and the day when the worst dust storm in American history, referred to as Black Sunday, swept across Oklahoma and Texas. All of these events were written about in folk songs. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports a Philadelphia gallery is marking the day with music and art.
Songs about the assassination of Lincoln in 1865, the sinking of the Titanic in 1912, and the Great Dust Storm of 1935 all specifically mention the date April 14th.
Year of 1912, April the 14th day.
This is Bethlehem and Sad Patrick. They're covering a song written by Blind Willie Johnson called God Moves on the Water.
God moves, yeah, God moves, and the people had a fun and pray.
Like many folk blues songs, it's repetitive and it tells a story. Bethlehem Robertson says it's about how people cope with disaster.
Out of all of this stuff that's going on, God is moving, and even though people might not quite understand it, they had to run and pray about it to gain a sense of comfort or security during these times that may seem chaotic.
And the people that are running
free. Blind Willie Johnson recorded this in 1929 as a way to remember the lessons of the Titanic disaster, just like Woody Guthrie did when he recorded his song, The Great Dust Storm, in 1940. That was 5 years after it happened. Guitarist Patrick Arkins, known as Sad Patrick, says these are little history lessons.
People are still performing them. As a matter of fact, probably one of our first sessions, we spent watching a whole bunch of YouTube videos of people doing these songs. So they're history lessons and they're active history lessons.
The way folk songs repeat lyrics, repeat melodies, and repeat history lessons are on the mind of artist Melinda Steffi. She has created a series of paintings called Ruination Day, inspired in part by songwriter Gillian Welsh, who also noticed the preponderance of April 14th in disaster songs.
Ruination Day, and the sky was red.
Steffi's work is now on view at the Tiger Strikes Asteroid Gallery in Kensington. She translated all four songs, including Welsh's Ruination Day, into paintings of color patterns representing notes and rhythms.
So you see music set out as a spatial pattern. But then you also have these layers of storytelling and this idea of, well, what's in a song? There's a lot of repetition in a song, but there's also nuance. The words changes, the way a note bends.
Steffi's artwork is abstract. She does not recreate lyrics of a song, so the storytelling aspect is eliminated. Rather, she is emphasizing repetition and variation. She says that's how music works, and in a larger sense, that's how history carries forward through generations.
And I think, to me, repetition might be what builds our lives, but nuance is what makes us human, and nuance is what gives us empathy for other people.
This Sunday, the Tiger Strikes Asteroid Gallery will be hosting Bethlehem and Sad Patrick performing Ruination Day songs on Ruination Day. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.